Real Business Owners.
Guys, hey, welcome back to the Real Business Owners podcast. This is Trevor Cowley here. Kel Goodman, my partner's out of town. He's helping his son get set up in college in Iowa, so he's not going to be with us today. Guys, this is episode 13 of Real Business Owners. It's brought to you by Easier Accounting. It's our nationwide tax and accounting firm. Guys, if you need anything in regards to bookkeeping, tax prep, payroll, anything accounting-wise, make sure that you reach out to us. Today's episode is going to be a good one. I want to talk about something that I don't think a lot of people do, and it's very, very, very important on the path to success or, you know, trying to make something work in business or even in your personal life. And the word that I want to discuss with you guys today is intent. I don't think enough people have any intentions behind what they're doing. They ultimately wake up in the morning, kind of go through the motions and do the same thing day in, day out. And when you put your life or yourself on autopilot and you don't have an intent or any intentions of what you're trying to accomplish, it's going to be very difficult to compete against people that do have intent, that have a specific goal in mind, and that are making all the right decisions in order to get the result that they want. So again, guys, if you don't have an intent, you're not going to be able to accomplish much in life, okay? It has to be very, very thought out. Again, you're going against a lot of people who are hungry in business. You know, the more I go to these events and the more that I'm in these entrepreneur type groups, the more I could see the intent in people's eyes and what they're trying to accomplish. And that makes me realize that I need to even up my intensity and really have an intent behind everything that I do in order to get the result that I want. So intent really basically to me means you don't stop until you actually get the result that you want, right? It's everybody would like for certain things to happen in their life, but liking something to happen or wanting something to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen. You actually have to have real intent behind what you're doing if you really want to make a change. And I want to share a story with you guys in regards to intent. And it's kind of a family story. So we were at a little drive-in diner type place here in our local area probably 2 months ago or so. And, you know, I gave my daughter a quarter so she could, you know, get a little toy out of the quarter machine. And she got her little toy. She didn't really like it that much. There was a different machine that she wanted something out of, and it costs a dollar. So she comes up to me and says, "Hey, Dad, can you give me a dollar? I want to go to that machine and see if I can win something." And I said, "No." And I said, "You need to figure out with what you have, make it work and get the dollar." And I said, "What do you have right now?" She's like, "Well, I have this little toy." And I said, "Good. I want you to go around this little restaurant area and I want to see if you could sell that toy. I want to see if you can get the dollar that you're looking for. Don't just come to me asking," right? And so she went around. She got several no's. She comes over to me and says that she couldn't do it. And I said, "You haven't got the result that you wanted, so keep going until you get the dollar that you wanted." After about five no's, she ended up making the sale. And that's what I mean, guys, in regards to intent means continuing to do something until you get the result you want. Just because you have good intentions of getting X result, whether it's, you know, financially, whether it's fitness, whether it's spiritually, whatever it is, doesn't mean that it's going to come easy. There's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be a bunch of no's or a bunch of stuff in your way, but you can't let that stop you from getting what you want. When she sold that, I watched her run up to me waving that dollar, and she was on just this natural high because she was able to accomplish what she set out to do, but she had the right intent. And so I had to kind of coach her through that a little bit. My wife, of course, was embarrassed that she's walking around the restaurant trying to sell this 25-cent toy for a dollar. But I knew that there was enough people in there. If she asked enough people, somebody's going to give her the dollar due to the fact that she's out there hustling and she's trying to get what she's looking for. That's just a fun little family story that I wanted to share with you guys in regards to, you know, not giving up, having a certain intention and doing whatever it takes to get the result that you originally set out to get. This next story that I want to tell you about intent is a personal story of mine. When I was 19 years old and I was in sales, my boss came up to me and asked me to go get breakfast for the team. You know, he gave me his car keys. He gave me his credit card. And when I got in that car and drove that car, I sat in it and I was just kind of looking around. And again, I was young. It was a Lincoln LS. So to me, it was really, really nice, especially growing up poor, had leather seats, had, you know, the screen in it, all that good stuff. And after I drove that car, I told myself, this is the exact car that I want. And so it gave me something to push myself every single day that I showed up. So when I showed up, I had an intent to make a lot of sales because I now had a goal, right? The goal or the intent was to buy a Lincoln LS for myself. What ended up happening is 3 months later, I went down and bought a Lincoln LS for myself. I bought that exact same car that he had. The power of intent, the power of seeing something through. I think people don't accomplish that much because they just don't set out to accomplish anything. They don't have any intent behind their actions. I mean, you guys can go into the gym on a day-to-day basis, and after years, you can see some of the same people that look the exact same, even though they've been going for years and years and years. And I think that they feel good about showing up to the gym on a day-to-day basis because they're in the right place. And sometimes because you're kind of going through the motions, it blinds you to the fact that you think that you're doing something right. But the real people that go into the gym that have a certain intent, they have a different intensity about their workout, about what they're trying to accomplish. Whenever I've set a goal to lose, you know, 10 pounds or 15 pounds, all of a sudden it elevates, you know, my thoughts. It elevates what I'm trying to do in order to get that result. And if I have a true intention of losing 10 pounds or 15 pounds, my decisions are adjusted, right? Even though I don't want to do cardio, I'm going to get on a stair stepper or get on a treadmill or go running, because I have the intent to get a specific result. You guys need to be very, very specific about what you're trying to accomplish with your business, okay? You need to have an intention every day that you wake up on what you're going to accomplish. That is gonna hold your foot to the fire and make you start making decisions that you wouldn't have normally done on a day-to-day basis, because it's just another day. You're just living in the moment and you can let that moment come and go and go about your day. But again, no real results will come through unless there's specific intent in what you're trying to accomplish. If you're a sales rep, I remember sitting in the shower some mornings, if I was having a bad week on Friday, I would just, you know, as I'm showering, washing my body, the only thing I thought of is the exact number of deals that I was going to put up that day. And it was incredible that if I primed my mind for 30 or 45 minutes prior to going to work, and that's all I thought about was that specific goal, that would force me to go into work with a specific intention, and then my actions would follow through because of the intention that I walked into work to get X amount of deals. A lot of times, you know, good shit would happen that day when I walked into the office with a specific intent behind what I was trying to accomplish. Everyone would like good things to happen, guys. That's just a passing thought that we all have. Saving money, for instance, you know, we all want to have big bank accounts, right? I can ask 100 people how many would like to have more money in their savings. Everybody would like to have more money. But the individuals that have specific goals and say, hey, I want to save, you know, $500 a month or $1,000 a month, they're going to have far more discipline than you are, because one, they've been very specific about what they're trying to accomplish, which forces them to be a little bit more intentional in regards to the decisions that they make. You know, maybe they wanted to go buy that new pair of shoes or go buy those clothes, and it makes them think twice because of the intention that they set previously. And if you don't have any previous set of intentions, it's easy to just make that snap decision and go buy something, which is now taking from your long-term goal, which was ultimately to be able to save money. Again, as I stated earlier, guys, there's no possible way you're going to be able to compete with me and do what I do if you don't have a specific intention of being able to accomplish that. Because I wake up every single morning and I have intentions from the exact moment that I wake up. I'm going to get up. I'm going to think about some things that I'm grateful for as I'm driving to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym, and I have a specific intent and a specific goal of, you know, being healthy and pushing myself, and it forces me to, you know, bump the weight up 5 extra pounds or 10 extra pounds, every single time that I go in there. And it's very easy to start seeing results and fall back, okay? I think satisfaction is the death of desire. So if you get to a specific goal and you say, I want to lose 15 pounds or whatever it is, right? If I want 15 grand in the bank and you get it, there's a sense of pride and there's a sense of accomplishment that you're going to feel. And you start celebrating that win, so to speak, I guess is the best way to put it. And if you continue to celebrate an old win because you accomplished something you set out to accomplish, it makes it very difficult to get, again, above and beyond that $15,000 mark or that 15 pounds. There's a lot of people that will lose 15 pounds and that was the only goal that they had for themselves. And then they end up gaining that 15 pounds back because they only had one intention, that was lose 15 pounds, and they were able to get it done. And then they didn't set a new intention, right? And so they started going through the motions. And when you're going through the motions, guys, that's what everybody else does. And so you're going to get what everybody else gets. And that's the biggest issue, guys, is not having intent behind what you're doing. When you get up every morning and you're operating a business, you should have very specific goals. I'm going to get 2 extra jobs today. I'm going to get everything that I need done and I'm going to get 2 new clients. Or today I'm going to push myself in the gym harder than I've ever pushed myself. Maybe even, you know, going as far as writing down what you're going to do in the gym. I mean, we've all seen it. We've seen the people that come and go and, you know, have absolutely no results, but we see them on a week to week basis. And then those, the people that show up to the gym that have their little notebook, you know, I'm going to do, you know, 5 sets of 10, and they're kind of documenting it. They go into the gym intending to complete a specific workout. Now, if you make the workout very difficult and you didn't have intentions, you can start shortcutting the workout very, very easily and say, man, I've done a good job. But if you have it written out, you're going to just slowly go down the line and check things off, and you're going to continue until you've completed what you set out to complete. That's the difference of going through the motions and going into something with absolutely no intent versus an individual that has intent. You know, and I don't want to beat a dead horse and say intent a billion times, but I can't stress how important it is. So guys, just understand that this game is very, very, very difficult. And there's specific things that you can do to ultimately get an edge against other people. If you know other people aren't writing down their goals, and I'm not talking about just a 1-year goal or a 2-year goal. You can even go as far as, you know, writing down daily goals and weekly goals and checklists. And it's going to make you have a specific intent because it feels good to start checking things off and accomplishing those things. One of my newest intentions as well, guys, is to be one of the top 10 most impactful people on social media or Instagram. I've done a great job over the years of having a specific intent in making X amount of money, in being able to create a life for myself that puts me in a situation where money doesn't make a whole lot of decisions. You know, I don't look at the bank account anymore in regards to when bills are coming out, or I don't have to worry about when I swipe my card having a decline like I used to worry about. And all of that stuff happened because I had the intention of living a better life. I remember as a little kid when I grew up very, very poor, looking around my surroundings and I said, this will not be my life. My kids will not grow up like this. I was very specific in regards to what my intentions were at a very, very young age. And again, just because you have intent doesn't mean it's going to show face tomorrow. It's not going to show value in some cases, even in 6 months or a year. Sometimes the long-term goals that you have is exactly that. It will take a long period of time in order for you to accomplish it. And I think you guys need to do better about kind of sitting back and trusting the fact that you're doing everything that you need to do that connects with your long-term goal, and then just be patient with the results. I always tell people, be eager to learn and implement, but have patience with the results, okay? And when you understand that you're making all the right decisions and you trust the process, it makes the patience part that much easier. This is a big, big goal that I have now, to be within the top 10 of the most impactful people on Instagram. and I'm going to do everything that I can in order to make that happen. I have a goal to impact individuals who are aspiring to be business owners, existing business owners, individuals who want to live a better life, who want to have more discipline in their life. Guys, if you have discipline, you'll have happiness. That I can promise you. Have intent to be more disciplined. If you don't like waking up early in the morning, that's exactly why you should do it, because every single time that you do it, you're going to be able to build up your a little bit more self-worth. Intend to be more disciplined. Start there. Start accomplishing more things. And then as you start accomplishing more things and getting more self-worth and self-confidence, you continue to set the bar higher and create new and bigger intentions. I know for a fact that I'm not going to be the top 10 most impactful people on Instagram overnight. You know, do I believe that I can accomplish that over the next 2 or 3 years? Hell yeah, I do. And I'm going to do everything that I can to be able to make that happen. Nothing's going to get in my way because I have the intent to do it. Guys, it used to always be about money. You know, I love money just like anybody else. Money buys freedom. It buys you time. You know, the vacations that we take are awesome. All that stuff is good and dandy. But really where I thrive, and now that my situation is becoming a good situation to be in financially, I've now turned externally instead of internally and me. My goal is to make an impact on my employees, make an impact on my family members, make a positive impact on other people. You guys are going to realize once you start changing your focus to impacting others, the biggest person that it affects is yourself. You will have the biggest impact on you if you're impacting other people. And so that is what I'm setting out to do. That's my new intention. And it seems as though that I'm on the right path, because success leaves clues, guys. And the clues are all of the messages that I've been receiving in our direct message over the last 2 or 3 months have been absolutely incredible. You guys are just overwhelming in regards to the support that you give to us. You guys definitely are filling up the gas tank for us every time we feel like that we're on empty. You know, this stuff isn't easy for us to do. You know, we are operating 5 different businesses. Easier Accounting is just one of them. But I have an intent, or we and my business partners have intent behind what we're doing in regards to that brand, so we don't have to rush things. We're confident in what we're trying to accomplish. We're confident that we can accomplish it. And we know for a fact it's going to take a long time in order to accomplish that goal, because it is a big goal. You guys should have little goals, little benchmarks that you're trying to accomplish daily, weekly, monthly, but you should be setting long-term goals as well. Where do you want to be in 5 years or 10 years? I guarantee if you have an intent of saving $1,000 every single month, when, again, like I said, when you want to buy something, you want to make that impulse consumer purchase, you're going to think twice about it, because that's not going to connect with the intention that you have to save more money. So in life, guys, make sure that you have a specific intention behind what you're doing. The people that have the most intent accomplish the most, because anytime they're about to make a decision, their intentions kind of come into the back of their mind subconsciously, say, whoa, 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 you said you were going to do X. You said you were going to do this or do that. Make sure that you continue to have that intent that matches with what you said that you were going to do. And I promise you guys, setting those benchmarks, setting those goals, and having an intent to accomplish those goals will increase your likelihood times 5, times 10, and actually seeing it come full circle. Guys, I wanted just to put this podcast together for you. It's really short. It's really sweet. We have a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff in the works that are exciting for us. And again, all of this stuff is happening because of the intent that we put behind what we're trying to accomplish. And I don't want to see you guys go through the motions and have the exact same result that you did last year and the year before and the year before, because I've been one of those business owners that said, this year's going to be our year, you know, every single January. But I didn't actually make any changes with inside of the business. I just had the hope and would just speak it and say, this year's going to be our year. But I wasn't very specific about how I was going to accomplish that. And then year after year after year would go by, and we were still just doing this one company in particular. We were still just doing $2 million, $2.2 million a year every single year, even though year after year, I said, this is going to be our year. We're going to break free. We're going to have a better year than we did last year. And it just never happened because I didn't put a specific plan in place and I didn't have a specific intention in terms of what I was going to do in order to see that result. And eventually it kind of hit me and I said, shit, man, we're doing the exact same thing year after year. And I'm actually dumb enough to expect something different to really happen. And it just didn't work. Guys, it won't work in your business. If you've had a business for the last 2 or 3 years that's not growing, it's stagnant, it's doing the exact same thing year after year after year, and every year you're guilty of what I did, you know, with good hope that this is going to be your year, this is going to be different, it's not going to happen unless you actually set out and have specific intentions in order to make it happen. Again, if you have a goal of bringing on 2 new clients a week or 10 new clients or 20 new clients or sell X amount of business. If you own a retail store, I want to sell X amount of revenue. When you have a customer walk in and the month is dwindling away, you're going to have a specific intent with that customer when they walk in because you set a goal and you're going to say, I've got to make some sales here. I've got to sell them these jeans or this shirt or these shoes. And so when you start working with people and working with customers, if you have an intent behind what you're doing, the likelihood of you being successful is going to be, again, times 5, times 10. You know, I don't have the exact scientific number, but I know for a fact it's way more than double. But guys, do better about that. What are you doing? Be conscious of your thoughts. Be conscious of what you're trying to accomplish. Set out with good intentions of how you're going to accomplish that so that it could hold you accountable to get to the goals that you're trying to get to. Man, guys, I appreciate you more than you even know. Again, I'm humbled to be in the situation that I'm in, to be able to bring value to other people through some of the negative experiences that we've had. I wouldn't change them for anything because of the lessons that have been given to me throughout those experiences and those struggles. And having intent is one of those things that'll put you in a different situation than other people that are trying to, you know, build a business that's similar than you. So make sure that you set out with an intent to do something bigger, to do something greater so that you can ultimately accomplish that goal. Appreciate you guys tuning in as usual. Make sure you check out our YouTube channel. Go ahead and search Real Business Owner Channel. You'll find it there. If you're listening to this, take an extra 2 or 3 minutes. Will you please leave a review? Please tell a friend or family member about it. You are going to be a product of the 5 people that you hang out with. And if you're hanging out with people and you're being the leader and providing value within your group saying, hey, I saw this, you guys should check it out. I don't care if it's, you know, a positive documentary about somebody accomplishing something great. I don't care if it's our podcast, but make sure that if you're soaking up knowledge that's positive and making an impact on you, you can easily tell somebody else to do that too and make an impact by simply relaying information on where somebody can go to get something positive. And you, by setting out just telling somebody to do something, is making an impact. So please tell your friends, your family members, your coworkers, you know, anybody that's in your circle about our podcast and about our Instagram. You know, we are trying to grow that for the purpose of one thing, making an impact. And it's going to take all of us in order to be able to make that happen. I know I'm just one individual, but I'm hoping I can spark a fire under another individual that sparks a fire under another individual. This thing happens one at a time, guys. Again, make sure that you're preaching the good word of Real Business Owners, and I won't let you down in regards to making you a liar, so to speak. I'll make sure that I make good on my promise to make an impact in their life as well. Guys, go out there today. Have an intent on what you're trying to accomplish and make it happen. Love you all. Have a great week.